I have so many stories about my neighbor, my block. I live in Upper Fells Point, or actually I just moved from there, but I lived there for 12 years. And your husband, Jessica, would have a heck of a time interviewing those people in that street because there's so much crazy stuff going on there all the time. So long story short, I'll try to get to one of the many stories I have about this, and that's so I have a neighbor. Let's call him Neighbor Bill. That's not his name, and I know I'm going to screw up and say his real name, but let's just say Neighbor Bill. Pretty nice guy. A lot of strange people on that street. He was one of them. He had no heater, electricity in his house. Lived with his wife in the house. They were always barbecuing. He had pigeons in the backyard, so everyone pretty much assumed that he was eating the pigeons. He was out drinking every day, smoking every day. Lots of arguments, lots of loud arguments with him and his wife. They would sit out. It's all kinds of so many stories about him. But long story short, he passed away. Neighbor Bill, we miss you. So he was a nice guy, but he was, again, a strange bird. So and he was also a hoarder, so his house was just packed and packed. Like, I never went in his house, but you would see when he opened the door, he just had stuff piled up, you know, 8-10 feet high, like everywhere. So when he passed, his family was moving stuff out, you know, like every weekend, and they would just leave like bags and bags of garbage up and down the street everywhere. It was annoying, but, you know, I guess they had to do what they had to do. So there's all this stuff up and down the street. And there's homeless on our street who would always be like going through the trash his stuff. They're always going through it or whatever. And it was a constant thing for like about a month or two of just shit all over the street. So one day I came home from work. I'm walking down the street. I'm walking and I see there's this board. There's this like a poster board type thing. And it's leaning against the wall. And I was about to go in my house. And for whatever reason, I was like, I wonder what's on the other side of that board. That's pretty strange. Something came over me. And I'm like, I'm just going to go over there like with all the other trash. And I'm going to like turn around this board and see what the hell it is. So I go over there. And I turn it around. And I'm like, what could I assume this could possibly be? I turn it around. And what I found was real treasure, because I turned it around and I looked at it, and the first things I saw, it was just pornography. It was a collage of porn, of all magazines, cut, like everything cut out. Everything was like, you know, an inch or two big. So it was a poster board about, I don't know, you know, 3 feet by 2 feet. It was big, and it was just pornography everywhere, right? Pasted on. I mean, it was literally 150, 200 little images, and it was laminated, so it was splash proof. And I turned it around and I was like this, and as I my brain was processing, like, what the hell is this? And I saw that it was splash proof and all. I was like, this is incredible. I was like, this is the best decision I've ever made turning this around, because this is incredible. Like, why? Like, and what possessed me to go look at this one item and turn it around? And I was just looking at it. I was like, this is incredible. And it was just, you know, cocks and vaginas and, you know, all kinds of juices everywhere. But it was incredible. So I was like, what am I going to do? Like, and before that, I was just a normal day. I was at work, you know, doing my thing. And I came home my whole world exploded with this, the finding of this post, this device. I don't know what you want to call it. So I was like, what do I do now? So I was like, all right, well, I want to take pictures of it because this is incredible. Like, this is incredible. You know, Neighbor Bill, if he put all the time and effort into this creation, I mean, why not preserve it for the ages? So I went out and I took some pictures of it. I was like, this is incredible. Because I tell people about it and no one will believe me. If you guys are interested, I'll send you the picture. We'll post it on the website later. So, and then I was like, okay, well, now what? I got the pictures. I preserved it in memory, you know, digitally for the ages, for generations to come can look at this now and have their way with it if they so choose. And then so I was like, do I just leave it there? And I was like, well, maybe I should keep this. I mean, it's trash. I mean, the other homeless on my street were taking their share. I figure, why don't I take my memory of Neighbor Bill into my house? So I picked it up, and I started walking into my house. And I got to, like, the threshold of my house. And I realized, I was like, once this thing comes into my house, like, my house is always going to be tainted with this filth. I don't know. God knows what I'm, and I'm like, what am I? And I was like thinking to myself too, like, what am I doing? What just happened the last 5 minutes? I mean, it was glorious, and it was like everything in life was like swirling in my brain at the time, like beauty and disgust and everything. And then so I was like, do I want to bring this into my house? Because once I bring this into my house, it's like going to a prostitute. Like, you've always been to a prostitute if you're going to a prostitute. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, do you want to cross that line? So I was like, I don't know if I want to do this. So then I left. I was like, you know what? I can't bring it into my house. It's too disgusting. So I left it out, and I put it again back against the wall. And then I was like, but then I was tortured. I was thinking about it. I was like, should I keep that? This is incredible. Because like, I could show it to John Waters or something. This is like an incredible find. It's a piece of art in a way, you know? And then, but the next day, the trash men took it out. It was gone. And I was like, well, that's that, I guess. And I went out, and I saw my neighbor, Jose. And I was like, Jose, how's it going, man? He's like, yeah, man, what's up? You know, I'm like, you know, just hanging out. And I was like, did you happen to see neighbor Bill's whack-off board out there? He was like, yep. And I'm like, he's like, that's how they did it back then, bro. And I'm like, yeah, I guess that's it. You know, like, that was like his internet. So I guess the lessons to be learned from this are, if you do pass, know that some of your prized as they may be to you, these possessions can be put out for the ages and now put out in a big story for everyone to hear. And at the same time, but I think a more important lesson, really, because, you know, I think he had a good sense of humor. He would probably appreciate maybe a small portion of this story. But a better lesson, I think, was that I am so glad that I just saw that and I decided to turn it around. I mean, I feel like there's so many things in life where just a little push on something, you know, can really change. And it changed my life because it was such a great, it was a great experience and moment. I've showed so many of my friends this picture of this thing, and it was wonderful. So keep an eye out for things like that in your life, because you never know what you might come across. Thank you. Thank you.